Wooden porches grace the front of many of Syracuse's old homes constructed during the city's boom era. But those porches are a barrier to someone in a wheelchair unable to climb the steps. Finding a house in the Syracuse area suitable for a wheelchair is a challenging process. In the first of two reports, WRVO's Ryan Delaney shares the stories of two families making do in the meantime.
It takes several tries for the medical transport van to back up the snow-covered driveway and onto the frozen front yard. It has to get close enough for the ramp that slides out the back to bridge the gap from the van to the porch, rising over the three steps to the door. In the back of the van is Jay Harris. He's 16. Harris is a paraplegic, wheelchair-bound since he was shot in the back in July while riding his bike back to his south side of Syracuse home. Harris is small, weighing less than 100 pounds, and he's quiet, more so since the accident, his mother says. The shooting has completely changed Harris's life from that of a typical teenager. Going to school has been replaced with twice-weekly trips to physical therapy. Tutors and friends come to him now. But when people come over, they don't go to his room. Harris's living situation and his family's has been upended. His bedroom is now the living room, unable to make it upstairs to his old room.
It would be a lot easier if I had my own room, own privacy, like a regular teenager would have.
Also at the top of the stairs is the house's only shower. Harris has been only able to take what his mother calls bird baths since the accident half a year ago.
I really can't do that no more. I'm tired of that. I just want to get in the shower. Like a regular teenager would do.
Harris's mom, Sabrina Wheat, works as a housekeeper at St. Joseph's Hospital. She rents this large house for her and her kids. It's old and wasn't built with wheelchairs in mind. That's typical for the houses in Syracuse. A quarter century after the Americans with Disabilities Act, only 5% of Syracuse's housing has been constructed since, built up to those new codes. That's less than a fifth of the national average. Those codes include doorways and bathrooms wide enough for wheelchairs, and front doors that can be wheeled into. So they've begun looking for a better place to live, one with a bedroom and a shower on the first floor. But that's a very arduous process in Syracuse. Disability advocates put the average wait to get into an accessible home at 3 or 4 years. Wheat says her queries have turned up little, and landlords she speaks to aren't helpful.
They was worried about the property of his wheelchair, saying that it might bump the corners of the walls or maybe tear the property up, maybe. You know, and a couple of them I asked, well, would you be willing to let me put a ramp on the house? No, a lot of them denied me and said no.
Living in a rental property means they can't easily install ramps or make other modifications. Those things can also be quite costly. Wheat talks of moving into a hotel room, which at least would have a bathroom her son can use. Owning a home only makes things a little easier.
Ow.
Cheryl King lets out a sigh of pain as she reaches to turn on the lamp next to her.
I have what's called cerebral spinal ataxia, which there's really nothing they can do about it. It's just a debilitating neurological disease where eventually I'll be bedridden.
So far, this genetic disease has forced King out of her job as a nurse. She uses a wheelchair when out and a walker to get around the house. A grant helped pay for the ramp that leads up to the front of her house, which she shares with her husband Rick in East Syracuse. Already, they've had to move their bedroom onto the first floor.
We're probably going to be losing this home pretty soon, so we need to find other housing.
King is still able to knit and cook, but the disease has progressed faster than she anticipated.
My focus was get my nursing degree, which I did, and to go to work. And we wanted a house for our kids and for us, so we bought the house. I never really thought this was going to happen right so quickly.
King's husband, Rick, is self-employed, and Cheryl collects disability payments. It's not enough income to make further modifications to the house, and building an entirely new home is unaffordable. They say it's time to increase the intensity of their search, but another couple years of looking and waiting may be too long. The only options may be to move away or move into a nursing home while they're still in their 50s. At Jay Harris's home in Syracuse, a delivery has come on a frigid winter evening. It's his own wheelchair, finally replacing the rental he's been using for the past 6 months. Watching him hoist himself from the old chair to the new and back out as a technician adjusts footrests and straps, it's easy to see Harris's weakness and his struggles ahead. He mostly keeps quiet, head down, as he thumbs through his phone. Harris's own chair will bring one piece of permanence to his new life, but it won't, as he so often puts it, make things regular. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
And coming up tomorrow, we'll look at the reasons why it's so difficult to find better housing in Syracuse.